We are joined here in the media center with our provisional number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle rider Andrew Hines. His time of 6.862 seconds at 193.90 miles per hour took him to the top of the charts. Andrew, talk about today's extremely cool temperatures for June in Chicago.
This is strange. I was telling my guys before that round out there, we tested last week Friday, Saturday in Indy, and it was 95 degrees and 90% humidity. It was absolutely horrible. And I told them I didn't think I'd be complaining about being cold here in Chicago this week. So not our typical atmospheric conditions for Chicago Route 66 Raceway here. So we'll take it. You know, it's nice. The motors like it better. I like it better, but a little more difficult than what we were used to 60-footing on last week testing. So luckily we're in a position right now where I got my street rod number one, and Eddie improved number two there for that session. So we're happy all around. It makes our guys more eager to come out tomorrow and try and pick off even quicker ETs.
When you and Eddie go one and two, what is that like in the pits? How are you guys? What's the demeanor back there?
Oh, we absolutely love it. I mean, that's our goal, and we're as close as we can get to Milwaukee with an NHRA drag race here. So doing it for factory Harley-Davidson means an awful lot to us, and we'll have some executives out here this weekend. So hopefully we can stick in the one and two spots and take it home for Sunday. So it's always nice to be in the backyard of Harley-Davidson and do really well.
Awesome. Any questions from the media?
With these conditions, unlike what you usually get here, are you chasing the track at all?
Yeah, the track is definitely different. It's a lot tighter track than we've had the last few races, so we're having to go back to notes from late last season when we had tight track conditions like this. So my motorcycle, unfortunately, didn't like it that last round, so I didn't even get a chance to look at the data before I left the trailer. But we'll tune up for it for tomorrow and get after it. I think we won't have a track like we had here in Q2 the rest of the weekend, so I'll take a track like we had in Q1 all weekend long. My motorcycle liked that one.
And Eddie had the same time. Six.
Yeah, we did it in two different ways, though, even comparing Q1 to Q2. They weren't done the same direction, so he should have ran better speed. He should be up here talking. That's more my fault because I didn't get his tune-up right, so unfortunately he was off probably 2 mile an hour from where he should have been, and I'll look back at the notes and see where we can make it better.
You want session one to repeat tomorrow, but what part of session one would you like to see change to make it even better tomorrow?
Hopefully we don't have a crosswind. Okay. That's the big thing. The first run today, had I got a hold of 60 foot better and I'd been hooked up on the 1-2 shift and gone straight, you would have seen an 83 pop up on the board. So I think I have a motorcycle that can contend all weekend long. So if we get conditions where the wind will die down a little bit, make it easier for all of us riders to ride down the racetrack, you'll see a lot more competitive racing. But I know my Harley-Davidson can be right there in the top.
Okay, so when it's so windy like that, when you reach that mark, is that scary?
No, it's not necessarily scary. You just have to make the right calls for it. And I misjudged how much crosswind we had on the first run. And I was in the left lane, so I drove to the center line. So I accounted for that the second run. And then I made some bad riding judgments down track, trying to look where I was going and didn't pay attention to where I should have been shifting. So, it's just take it as it comes. It's Chicago. You expect a crosswind. So we'll get out there and deal with the conditions. And, hopefully it gets better and easier for us.
Wonderful. Thank you, Andrew. Yep. Best of luck tomorrow.